Not off. You can't really knock your players at all today, can you?
Well, I mean, I asked them beforehand, first of all, to show commitment. Last week, we didn't show any commitment at all, and I didn't understand why. I broke things down during the week. I told players who would be staying at the football club who would be leaving, so I know there's going to be a little bit of a problem in the club for the time being. I put the three young lads in midfield, and I thought they were absolutely outstanding today. And, you know, unfortunately, we know where the problems are, and we'll deal with them. We played excellently today. We were the better footballing side. We deserved to win the football match. One penalty wasn't a penalty. The other one's, you know, stupid by Luke Demish. He's going to give a penalty if he got hold of the guy's shirt. And I don't know whether that's a foul on Pilks or not. You know, more often than not, you see in a situation like that, the goalkeeper gets the decision. But it's decision-making, you know, again today, which has cost us.
So, in your opinion, the second penalty, the one that Junior Gogo scored, was a penalty?
Well, I'll have to see it again on the video.
What's the referee said? I'm sure you've been speaking to him.
Well, I got sent off after half-time because the first one was definitely not a penalty. He caught him. He was never getting the ball, and he was going down. And, he can't be accused of trying to stay on his feet. You know, he's gone down very, very late. So I thought the referee was poor throughout. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, we all have to be criticised, and that's in life. But the referees, you can't even talk to them now. You can't say nothing to them. And if you say you thought the referee was poor, you get in trouble. Well, why can't you say it if you think the referee was poor? I thought he was poor for us today. I thought he gave us nothing today.
What about the youngsters? Fraser McLachlan, again, looking a completely different player away from home. I thought he was awesome and outstanding today.
Well, you've got to give the boy a chance. I won't bring bad players into the football club. You know, he's a good football player. I was delighted with Koki. You know, he's only 18 years of age. Delighted with Callum coming there. The three of them won the battle in the middle field. Richie Barker led the side brilliantly. It's the best game Larks has played for me. I thought he was outstanding. Rundle was outstanding. You know, Alex Neil, it's hard for me to criticise Alex Neil because he's doing a terrific job for me, but he still keeps getting caught out in that full-back position. Which the first goal came on, you know, we looked at the stats after 27 minutes, they hadn't even come out of their half, and, you know, Alex has tried to go and win the ball in front, and, you know, but then again, there's the other side of Alex, he pops up with a great ball for Richie Barker's goal, you know, so it's hard for me to criticise Alex because he's been our most consistent footballer, but he's just, you know, not a right back, and, you know, we need to address that.
The only shame, really, was that there was only 189 Stags fans here to see it because it was a very good performance and it may have won over a few that have been dissenting in the last couple of weeks.
Well, as I say, you know, I can't do anything about that. If people want to criticise without looking at the bigger picture, I've had some great letters this week. You know, I've had, like I say, I get one or two bad letters. Not on the whole, I've had some great letters talking about, you know, the players have left the football club. And that's the truth, that's the fact. So I'm rebuilding, and it takes time to rebuild. And we're rebuilding, we're going to try and get a bit of youth and experience. We know the areas that we've got to improve upon and bring in the players in those positions. And it was borne out again today. From a thoroughly good performance, we passed the ball well, we competed, we won second balls, we got balls in the box. You know, people don't like to see you play this way away from home, but it was proven today. We scored four goals, should have scored more. We did against Wickham, you know, and once the players understand it, because it's something that's been adopted, it creates the opposition a problem, whether they play three centre-backs as they tried to go to, whether they play a flat-back four, it's very, very difficult for them to break us down.
Rundle and McNiven down the left-hand side, to say that was the first time they played against, you know, alongside each other, they had a great understanding, didn't they?
Well, Scott is an experienced player. It's fair to say that Scott McNiven's not fit yet, and he's, you know, we've worked very, very hard this week. And it's fair to say he's not fit yet, but I thought he did well. He's a good pro, and he did well. On the whole, I'm just disappointed that we've got into a position of leading 4-2 and the manner of the goals that we've given away today.
Ultimately, then, tonight, are you delighted or frustrated, or is it a mixture of both?
Well, nothing that's happened today has not surprised me. So I'm delighted. Very, very much delighted with the young players in the side. I wrote down the names of the young players that are going to be here next season, and I was looking at those players. No point me looking at the players who are not going to be here, looking at the players who are going to be here, and I was delighted with the players who are going to be here next season. And we know the areas that we've got to improve upon.
My opinion was that was the best performance under you. Do you agree or do you disagree?
That's your opinion.
Disagree, sir. Thanks very much.
I don't disagree with you. I think it was a thoroughly good performance. So we played some good football. Like I say, we've dominated the game. It's similar to the Wigan game. We've dominated the game. Unforced errors cost you games, and that's where we've got to eradicate. But my unforced errors are coming from the senior players, and that's the problem.
It's now Chester City on Friday night. Hopefully, he can get some of this performance and get it back at Field Mill.
Well, all I want the fans to do is turn up and, like, the, you know, no disrespect, the fans, as I said before, the Oxford game was superb, and I'm not going to have a knock at them, right, because they were superb. But when the fans do travel, the distance that they do, they give the team a chance, and so therefore, you know, it is a bit better. I want them to just give the boys a chance, and they will see the young players are going to get better. And as people, you know, Gels went down injured on Friday, which was a major blow to us. He's been playing ever so well. And we've had injuries and all kinds of problems, and we've still got on and got results.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Carlton.
Cheers, thank you.
Carlton Palmer there speaking to Jason Harrison after today's result. That was Bristol Rovers 4, Mansfield Town 4. And while it looked like Mansfield Town were going to take all 3 points with just 15 minutes to go, they were leading 4-2 after a great comeback in the second half. But a penalty given away, quite a dubious one by the sounds of it. We've been listening back here to the thoughts of Jason Harrison, John Hartshorn, and then just Carlton Palmer. And then, well, Bristol Rovers managed to hit one in the last few minutes. But a point, no doubt. A good point, and they come back to Field Mill this week. Chester City, the opponents. There'll be a sports talk on Friday before the games. You'll be able to listen to that. And then, please, if you can do, let's get down there and let's support this new Stags team. Let's hope we can see them start to move up the league and certainly rebuild towards next season.